Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. I can't tell if some bells are ringing. Roman Catholic choirs are singing. Be my mirror, my soul and shield. My missionaries in a foreign field.
34 after the hour, here it is. My fave Coldplay song, and it brings us into the focus of all of us being friends. As we greet the world again for another half hour of conversation on DJV, Doug, Jen, and Victoria, thanks to Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Now we turn things over to our Los Angeles correspondent, Jennifer Horn, with the latest on this settlement in the sexual abuse case. If you are easily disturbed or disgusted, you may not want to listen to this story because it is disgusting. There are all kinds of aspects of it, frankly, that are disgusting.
It's horrible. This teacher that taught with Miramonte in the Miramonte School District, South LA Elementary School, was 32 years old back in 1983 when the first claim came in about inappropriate behavior. Somehow the school district, LA Unified, overlooked that claim overlooked the subsequent claims until 2012, when he was arrested on 23 charges of lewd conduct. This is a guy, and I'm going to try to say this as gently as possible, who, and everybody remembers the story, he played the tasting game, which was his bodily fluids on crackers that he would feed to children in his classroom. And I think some of his students, sadly, were special needs kids, to make this story even worse. He got into trouble, but the school district could not fire him because he was tenured. I believe he just got fired maybe within the last year or so.
So he collected his paycheck for 4 years and did nothing.
That's right.
Because he was protected by the union.
The initial charge started when he was a brand new teacher, 32 years old, young teacher, back in 1983. You can only imagine the reign of terror we probably don't even know about that this guy perpetrated on his students. 81 students so far have won settlements from LA Unified over this particular teacher. Now the latest is the school district paying out 12 former students a total of just over $1 million, which was actually a much smaller sum than was previously offered to these victims. So obviously they were fighting back and forth. LA Unified only had to pay $1 million spread out to 12 former students.
Good God. What's wrong with America? There it is, right there.
Yeah.
Okay, here's something else that's wrong with America, in my estimation. Moving up the coastline from L.A. to San Francisco. This is
somewhat
amusing.
It only gets better in California,
Really. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. The City of San Francisco Board of Overseers, or whatever they call themselves, is going to spend, or says they're going to spend, $5 million of taxpayer money.
So they can continue breaking the law.
Yeah. So they can keep breaking the federal law and fight against the Trump administration if they start to deport people and they come into San Francisco to grab people who are here illegally and have come. It's not just any illegals, but the illegals that are committing crimes that go to jail. When they come out, San Francisco says, we'll put you up. Come on to San Francisco. We'll take good care of you.
All right. The most famous one, and for San Francisco, this totally surprises me because we all remember, because it's only about a year old, the story of Kate Steinle, who was that young woman who was shot on the pier when she was right next to her dad. They were having a great dad-daughter date day, just standing there all by themselves, hanging out. And this guy comes up and shoots her. She dies, and you find out that this guy has been in and out of the prison system 5 different times
in San Francisco. He's illegal.
And it allows to continue his crimes without being sent back. I think we can all be compassionate about the plight of some people that immigrate to this country. And yes, by nature, what they do is illegal. But when you actually have immigrants who are here, they are not following the law of the country, and then they continue to break laws and hurt people. A big problem for the immigrant population is drunk driving. I mean, this is a huge issue. They get put in jail, and what's supposed to happen is after they're let out, they're supposed to be turned over to ICE, to the Customs and Immigration Enforcement Agency. And most of these sanctuary cities, California has 300 of them, just let them out on the streets again. Yeah. And in this effort to be humane, America's hurting their own citizens, and it's disgusting.
How can anybody in their right mind think this is okay?
There's nothing okay about it. How do you justify it?
I mean,
you can't.
They do. Somehow people's mind is so warped that they think this
is the way to handle the situation. I told you the story a couple of weeks ago about these three characters that are in Framingham, two of them just got charged with murder. One guy with the drunk driving and then running somebody over and killing him. This guy has been in and out of the system three times. He's been convicted of three crimes in Framingham. He's been deported three times, and he's back. Three times. How many times you got? And this is, Framingham isn't even a sanctuary city. Although there are people who live here that have come to town meeting and said, well, maybe we should put aside $500,000 to take care of some of these people who are here illegally. We can, maybe this little corner of Framingham can be a sanctuary. What are you, nuts? So this is going on everywhere, but San Francisco is the best example of the craziness that comes about as a result of this kind of stuff.
Well, and you have Los Angeles, who just made the announcement last week that they're hiring attorneys to be prepared for when President, you know, when it becomes President Trump, and they want to be prepared so that they can start fighting these people being asked to be turned over to the government after they commit crimes. It's like, this is our taxpayer money that's being spent in totally inappropriate ways. When there are potholes all over the street and there's crime and all this homeless problems, and they're spending the money on lawyers for this, it's ridiculous.
It is. All right, quick check of what's going on in the world of sports. NFL Hall of Famer Eric Dickerson in the news today. He's going to be in the upcoming Celebrity Apprentice. Says he will never go to another Rams game as long as Jeff Fisher is the coach. And part of this has to do with Britney Spears, Victoria. Why is Victoria Spears a
focus? Don't blame Britney for the Rams.
Yeah, well, apparently because Britney, when she's on the sidelines, she's very positive and she encourages the team. And apparently the coach feels that Eric Dickerson is yelling at the players. And
she's dating him, right?
No, they are not. They have no relation to each other whatsoever.
Oh, I thought
except that they both are Rams fans.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right, no, so, he's a much older guy, but so he resented the fact that he was told to act more like Britney when on the sideline at Rams games, so he is now boycotting Rams games.
Really? Good old Britney. I've always liked her. Well, not always, but I think that she's an interesting character.
I'm pretty sure that doesn't go over well, though, when you tell a retired football player
right.
They should act more like Britney Spears.
And he's in the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably doesn't sink in too much.
Right.
Okay, in a moment, we're going to help you help yourself. If you're shopping online, we have a guest expert who is very focused on online shopping trends. So if you're trying to figure out where to go, what some of the proper domain names are, what's the business of shopping all about this year, Maris Callahan will join us with some expertise for you's guys in just a moment here.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer won three Super Bowls with the Cowboys in the 90s. He's a five-time Pro Bowler who racked up 65 touchdowns and almost 12,000 receiving yards.
Michael Irvin, touchdown, Dallas.
So, where is Michael Irvin now? Michael's been a studio analyst for NFL Game Day Morning on the NFL Network since 2009. He joined a group of former NFL stars, including Ron Jaworski and Mike Ditka, as an investor in an Indian football league that recently kicked off its first season. Michael also speaks to rookies about how to handle fame associated with being in the NFL.
We must stop letting the ignorance of our youth and our history prevent us from our destiny.
Hall of Fame advice from a Hall of Fame receiver. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Today on App Check, Rula is a large scrolling banner for displaying messages from a distance. For $2, that's what it does. Rula.
There's something screwy around here.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
We're taught at an early age that fear is a good thing.
But there's a fear that keeps people from living their dreams. It's the most dangerous fear of all, the fear of failure.
As we mature, we get more self-conscious. We're afraid to be embarrassed, to be different, to be made fun of.
So we get stuck. We're not happy, but we're too scared to do anything about it. But there is hope. You just have to start seeing fear like successful people view it.
They see failure as an opportunity to learn.
They know that the faster you fail, the quicker you learn. And the more often you fail, the more you learn.
So fail fast and frequently to get a leg up on those who fear failure. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how about an easy way to eat less and enjoy it more? It's as simple as the color of your plate, and it's a trick that restaurants know how to use to their economic advantage. Here's the science of it. Most parents unwittingly use colorful china with animated cartoon characters emblazoned to cajole their children into eating. So adults are conditioned and will continue to eat even after they're full just to discern the design on the plate like they did when they were kids. The more elaborate the pattern, the greater the need to eat to see clearly what's on the bottom. What's the cheap psychological trick? Forget the blue plate special. Eat from a plain white plate and you'll eat less and enjoy it more. That's why restaurants always serve you on white china. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
All right, 44 past the hour now. Jennifer and Victoria and Doug with Maris Callahan, who is a personality on television, does a lot of writing, expertise in branding. She's a longtime blogger, and I think that's where comes in. Although she runs Name Kitchen, name.kitchen, online hub that celebrates the art and science of naming. So let's talk about some of the present online shopping trends, if we can, Maris, with a focus on if we can tell whether women are doing more buying than men, and if that's the case, where are they going? And there must be some demographic breakdown, isn't there, of who's shopping online?
There certainly is, and that's a great question. But one thing that is for certain, Doug, is that men and women are both flocking to online shopping and using their mobile devices this year.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what sort of thing, if we can separate men and women out, the biggest and the brightest trends that people will see, we can start with the women and what they're doing with their dollars online. Is there a category, or is it just pretty much so broad it's hard to categorize it?
Well, it's very broad, especially around this time of year when, you know, men and women are making purchases for, you know, for each other. So people are making purchases that they might not traditionally do for themselves during other seasons. But this is such a big time of year for, you know, for retail sales. It's, in fact, this holiday season is when most retailers generate about 25% of their sales. Mm-hmm. And, you know, both men and women certainly make up that amount. And what's even more impressive, I think, is that mobile shoppers are making up more than half of all e-commerce traffic. So more than half of the people who are shopping online are using a mobile device, like a smartphone or a tablet.
Mm-hmm. All right, ladies, Victoria, Jennifer, what are you, you've spent both of you time online shopping. What are you doing? Where are you going? What kind of places?
I have done every bit of my shopping this year online, and progressively over the last couple of years, I would do a little, like I do a mixture. I still like going to the stores, but then I do some online shopping. This year, I have noticed that I've started using my app too, and I know you just mentioned that. There's great things because you can actually get special coupons, because it seems like retailers are trying to direct people to the apps. I saved a lot of money with extra coupons that were just strictly available in the apps, which were really cool.
Yeah.
They're great. I love, there are a few apps that I really like. A lot of retailers have their own apps, which is great. It can get a little crowded on your smartphone, but they're really good deals that are only, you know, exclusively applied when you use the app. And there's also one called Honey, which you can use on your desktop or your mobile device, and that helps you find the best discount codes. I always tell my friends and family, never pay for shipping. You should always look for that discount code. And if you're in store and you're making a big ticket purchase, sometimes those are a pain to carry home, or, you know, maybe you want to surprise somebody with a special gift. So I always like to look for those special shipping deals and make sure you're getting the best bang for your buck.
So, Victoria, I'm not going to spend any time on men because I'm the only guy here and I don't buy anything online. Well, not much anyway. But, Victoria, what's your experience versus Jennifer's?
I think mine's exactly the same as Jen's. I mean, I would say I'm 100% online for holiday shopping, and throughout the rest of the year, probably 75% of all, everything I buy is online.
All right.
Apps as well, you know, with the special discount codes are great.
I've got an interesting idea here. In terms of buying something for the person who has everything, there are, according to some research that's been done, these domain names that you can buy for somebody, somebody that has fun, you can, and you don't have to use .com. What are some of the things that people can buy for domain names for the person who has everything, like you're the flower.net or something? I'm just coming
you're the
up
flower.
With that.
Flower.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.com.
Thank you.
There are so many great options now, even online retailers, but, you know, businesses, brands, individual consumers who have a hobby or a blog are ditching the .com, and they're picking new options like .shopping, .photography, .photos, .life. You can even buy a website that ends in .pizza or .dog. And
oh, I love it. Doug.dog. How about that?
Yep. There
so
you
how
go.
Do you yeah. get these, though? How do we send people? Because, again, this is an idea. I like ideas that are different. This is certainly
yeah.
different. How do you go about getting these?
You go to wherever you would normally buy a domain name. In the U.S., people, you know, people, a lot of people
Daddy,
are familiar with
like
GoDaddy, Google, name.com are all options. And, you know, they're great for two purposes. First, if you want to get somebody, you know, who has everything, a quirky gift, a .email website address is great because you can actually buy your last name .email. So I could be maris@callahan.email. So that's a fun kind of family gift. And then you can give everyone in your family their own personalized email address. But you can also support a lot of small businesses, a lot of women-owned businesses, by shopping on a lot of different websites that end in, you know, .coffee, .clothing, .watch. And even Amazon uses a lot of these different options. So you'll definitely be seeing them when you're doing your shopping.
Some for us to keep in mind is looking for things unusual. Maris, thank you. Maris Callahan here with some good ideas for the holidays. 10 before the hour.